Mexico's Claudia Sheinbaum responds to Peter Schweizer's invisible coup. Denies consulates are trying to sway U.S. elections. By John Binder on January 29, 2026. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum is denying reporting in number one New York Times best-selling investigative journalist and Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweizer's latest book, The Invisible Coup, How American Elites and Foreign Powers Use Immigration as a Weapon. That details how Mexico uses its consulates to sway United States elections. During a press conference on Thursday, Sheinbaum refused to name Schweizer, calling him a person who wrote a book, and denied that Mexico uses its consulates throughout the U.S. to sway American elections in their favor. Yesterday, the Secretariat of Foreign Affairs issued a statement. It involves a person who wrote a book, claiming that through our consulates, we are engaging in politics for or within the United States, Sheinbaum said. This is absolutely false. Consulates have a role determined by international laws. And what our consulates essentially do is provide protection and assistance to Mexicans in the United States. That is their job, it is fundamental and that is what they are dedicated to do. We categorically deny that they are doing anything related to U.S. politics. We are very respectful. If we demand non-intervention from other countries, we obviously comply with that constitutional principle ourselves. Sheinbaum also attempted to distance Schweizer from President Donald Trump, saying, "This is an individual who has nothing to do with President Trump's administration." Even as the president has promoted Invisible Coup and urged Americans to read the book. With more than 50 consulates in the U.S. today, Schweizer writes, "The Mexican government is blatantly interfering in our domestic politics, working with American political advisors to turn legal and illegal migrants inside the U.S. into a political force to wield for their benefit." Most blatantly, Schweizer notes, former Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, AMLO, toured American cities in February 2017 with the purpose of rallying Mexican migrants in the U.S. against President Donald Trump's border policies, which crippled drug cartel profits through strict immigration enforcement. AMLO, in his attempts to upend Trump's border policies, went as far as to suggest turning Mexico's consulates into migrant defense offices. Schweizer writes, an unprecedented level of lobbying by a neighboring nation's leader against a sitting American president. AMLO was not simply aiding migrants in their legal battles in the United States. He was calling for and working toward an electoral change inside the U.S., Schweizer writes. A foreign leader so brazenly interfering in American politics was unprecedented, at least from a country with which the United States was not at war. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.